Hello and welcome to the official Lost podcast hosted by ABC.com. Well, as promised, we are back with another podcast before the launch of Season 4, and today we are joined by executive producers Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, and they have a special surprise or two for you guys to celebrate the anniversary of the crash of Flight 815. Here they are.
Hello, Damon.
Hi there, Carlton.
Well, welcome to this very special surprise unannounced heretofore never existed podcast.
Is that why you're wearing that party hat? Because it's a surprise podcast?
That's exactly it, Damon.
Well, color me surprised.
And would you like to tell everybody why we're having a special surprise podcast today?
Well, because Carlton, on September 22nd.
Yes, September 22nd.
2004, Oceanic 815 crashed into areas unbeknownst to the public at large, and we are now celebrating that anniversary with a surprise podcast.
The three-year anniversary of the crash of Oceanic 815.
Wow, I can't believe that they've been missing for 3 years already.
And yet, on the island, it hasn't really been 3 years, has it?
I mean, yeah, it's,
break that down for me. How many days has the show actually taken place over now?
I think as of the end of the third season of the show, they had been on the island somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 days.
Wow.
So it was like...
It's kind of coming up on Christmas on the island.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like mid-December, and you wouldn't know it.
No.
But, you know,
no snow.
Of course, the show itself spans a time period much more intensive than that because, you know, starting all the way back, I think the earliest flashback that we've shown so far is Ben being born, which probably happened in the mid-1960s in near outside Portland, Washington.
I think it was Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yes, Portland, Oregon. It's right near Portland, Washington.
There is no temporal time shift of Portland into the state of Washington. Don't worry, Oregonians.
You are fully aware of my knowledge of the 48 states. In any case...
this is why he's not on the Miss Teen America pageant.
I know. But in any case, and we've gone to the future, an undetermined amount of years, but certainly
right.
Beyond where we've gone on
sure.
the island before. We don't know when that is. But
sure,
later. We know they have razor phones.
Sure, in the future.
Yes.
Much further.
We know they have razor phones and beards. That's pretty much
exactly.
All we've established.
And those are two important things.
But so I think maybe we should try to do something exciting for the surprise podcast on the axis of surprise. The show, people were obviously surprised by the finale, which is very exciting for us because it's so hard to keep secrets on the show. But maybe other than the party hat that you're wearing and the miniature pony that you rode in on, which – I don't even know where you get those things.
I got it. I traded my banjo for it.
I think it's an improvement.
But I want my banjo back.
But is there
the pony? The pony is much higher maintenance.
You could just call the pony Banjo, and that's it. And then I
strangely
never had...
my banjo was named Pony.
That is not so strange, oddly.
Well, I think we also should just kind of break down what's going on. We are not actually sitting on the beach drinking Mai Tais. We are busy in the factory of Lost, pounding out episodes here. We're going to, I think, for those of you who didn't hear our grand plan, we're doing 16 episodes a season for the next 3 years, and then Lost will be over. And so we are busily at work on these 16 episodes that will comprise season 4. And we're shooting them, and you know, we don't know exactly when we're going back on the air, but the best estimate we have from ABC is in February, the night and time, you know, to be determined.
I'm hoping for 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock
on
Fridays?
Saturday afternoons.
That's good. That's going to be really popular.
Before date night, just sit down and watch. It's a good time slot.
And then are you going out for like an early bird dinner, you know, hoping to get the special rate?
You can get a surf and turf for $4.99. So, you know, that's how I roll.
Exactly. You know, you and your geriatric homies, right?
You say geriatric like it's a dirty word, Carlton. But anyway,
so, yes.
So the writers are all working incredibly hard. We're very excited about the scripts we've got. We've been back in production now since the middle of August, roughly, and all the actors are back on the island working. Very excited. We've got a couple new actors.
Yes, we do.
Working on the show. You know, some new characters to to sort of mix it up a little bit in season four should be fun.
Exactly. So we thought today, and the reason that we are sounding perhaps a little bit different is that we are in a radio booth at ABC with our trusty producer, Chris. And so we're going to actually answer some questions, but we're going to do a little bit differently today. We're actually going to call some of our faithful podcast listeners and put them on the air with us and let them engage in a little dialogue with us and ask them their questions directly.
Now, of course, they have no advance warning that we're about to call them. They don't. Hopefully, they will remember their questions because they were submitted via this internet that I keep hearing so much about. So, you know, we'll see if we can work out the technology and make some phone calls. See what we can do about it.
Yeah, I think other than that, we're not going to say too much more about what's coming up on the show. I mean, we did go to Comic-Con. We had an awesome time. For those of you who didn't read about that, we kind of confirmed that there will be flash forwards as well as flashbacks in the future of the show.
And just regular flashes.
And regular flashes. And
like a hot flash.
Yeah, exactly. But the character of the Flash will not appear on the show.
No, he already has appeared on the show. He was in the pilot when Walt is reading the comic book with the polar bear in it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it looks like you just told a lie, Carlton.
Well, I meant like, okay.
Moving forwards. Congratulations.
Semantically busted.
There goes the tenuous trust that we have built up for so many seasons. So let's make some phone calls.
Chris, dial up our first lost listener. Hi, Daphne.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Daphne. How are you?
How are you guys? This is unreal.
By the way, you have the greatest name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, will you explain the origins?
Well, the last name is my married name. Don't know where the origin is.
Yeah.
And my first name, thank my parents. I don't really know where the origin of my name is.
I think Daphne is a Greek name.
You know what? It is. You're right.
It feels like it was like one of the
She was a goddess, I think.
One of the nymphs, or
You never asked your husband what the origins of Kicklighter were?
No, because we got divorced so quickly after we were married, I didn't have time.
Oh, that's a bummer. But look, at least you got a cool
Thanks.
Name.
Let's go down that road, Damon. Thanks a lot. That's really nice.
Well, you asked the question. But so basically, here's what's going on. We are having a surprise podcast to commemorate the 3-year anniversary of the crash of Oceanic 815.
Right.
Crashed on September 22nd, 2004. Although the people on the island have only been there about 100 days, we figured we would answer some fan questions in person. And going through the massive stack, yours really jumped out at us, and you probably don't have them in front of you. But even if off the top of your head, you wanted to ask Carlton and I, you know.
She could be carrying them around. You could have them
in your
pocket.
No, I think that the first one I asked, of course, was about the dreaded triangle. Mm. It was about have you guys from the very beginning had a definite plan as to Sawyer or Jack as far as Kate goes, or do you sort of listen to the audience and the internet, you know, polls and stuff like that?
All right,
or have you, huh?
Well, Daphne, we have to out you. Are you a jader or are you a skater?
I am a big-time jader.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh, is that bad?
No, it's wonderful. I mean, you know, we will say this. One of us is a skater and one of us is a jader, but we will not reveal who is who.
Okay.
We've both agreed on who she's ultimately going to end up with.
Okay.
But good.
I just wanted to know I don't know if you know all the stuff that goes on the internet and the skater and jader wars or whatever.
What's the internet?
believe it or not.
We've been getting mail.
We've been getting
crazy.
Actual mail, letters.
Like,
no,
I didn't
have
even
you
know
been
existed.
Getting like sewing kits?
Yes.
And skateboards?
From like Brazil.
No, oh, yeah.
No skateboards.
No
I have
skateboards.
People send me emails asking me for money because they want to send you sewing kits and all sorts of... you know, little things like that to let you know that the jaders are still here.
Please know that it's certainly not a resolved situation by any means.
Right.
You know, there's many more chapters of this story to come. Between.
Yeah, this is – while we're on the phone with Daphne, this is actually a good place to sort of officially confirm, you know, although we sort of mentioned it in passing at Comic-Con, that the flash forward that we see between Jack and Kate at the end of the season 3 finale is not by any means the end of the show.
Right.
It does happen in the future when they get off the island, but there is still a whole lot of story to tell beyond that. So although things look grim for them –
oh, it's so amazing.
There's more to come.
Oh,
there
is good. More to come. You guys, this is unreal. I am so like psyched that this to you, that I'm talking to you guys.
It's we're very psyched to be talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Sure you are.
So Daphne, what's your next question?
Oh, my next question was, as far as the fast forward goes that we saw at the end of season 3, is that a definite occurrence that takes place, or is that something that is one possible future that could very possibly be changed if Jack makes it back to the island to maybe be able to change whatever happened?
You know, we're not big fans of the idea of sort of multiple futures.
Okay.
And I think that it kind of robs the story of its stakes in a certain way. So, you know, we're working very hard to kind of basically maintain the future is the future. And it's not – we're not going to go back and sort of recast the future by – affecting events in the past and then all of a sudden having a completely different future.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we're not saying that, you know, time and space-time and the ability to sort of travel through time is not going to continue to be a motif on the show.
Right.
But sort of everything we have to say about, you know, what the effects of time traveling are is in flashes before your eyes, you know, specifically
right.
in the scene between Desmond and Ms. Hawking. The rules that she basically explains to Desmond are the rules that we basically live by in the writer's room. You know, I know there are other shows on the air that engage in time travel, whether they mm-hmm. be Daybreak.
I don't watch
or,
any other shows.
Yeah, Journeyman or Heroes or whatever. But we, you know, basically the future is fixed.
And not parallel futures.
That's right. It's, you know, Jack and Kate are going to get off the island. And
he Jack is really that miserable.
And he is going to grow a very large beard. And,
oh, no.
Yeah.
And buy a razor
That's
phone.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, all those things are going to happen.
You like Jack with the beard?
I like Jack anyway.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
No, where are you, by the way, Daphne?
Where do I live?
Yes.
I live in Sarasota, Florida.
Wow.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Not knowing much about the geography of Florida other than where Miami and West Palm Beach are.
I'm about 4 hours She's south on the, of 4 hours north of Miami.
And you're on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
I've actually been to Sarasota.
How close are you to Tallahassee?
Oh gosh, I'm about maybe 6 hours.
Good.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
What do you think?
I was born here in Sarasota, so I'm not a big Florida lover.
Right. Well, there you go.
All right, Daphne.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Mr. Tankersley.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm just great. How are you?
We're excellent. We're having a little bit of a surprise stealth podcast today to commemorate the anniversary of the crash of Oceanic 815 on September 22nd this year, and your question sort of made the cut, and we were hoping that you would ask us in person.
It sounds very windy there, Caleb. Are you mountaineering right now?
I'm outside. Yeah.
Where in the glorious world are you?
I live in Missouri.
Oh, excellent. Right on.
You know where Cape Girardeau is?
No.
Who's Cape Girardeau?
It's on the Mississippi. Oh, it's south of St. Louis.
Oh, excellent. Your second question involved Richard Alpert. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Would you be so kind as to ask us so that we can snarkily respond?
Well, I was simply wondering... I was really fascinated with the character of Richard in the third season. You threw a lot of questions out there. And now Mr. Carbonell is on Kane, which, you know, may or may not continue. But if it does, then that means you'll have a little bit of difficulty with filming, you know, and getting him there. So I was just wondering how that would work, or maybe Richard wasn't really all that important anyway.
You know, your question basically, expresses a certain degree of intelligence about the way that television is made that most people don't have. And that's why we liked it, because people are always wondering why so-and-so doesn't come back or you know, you make a deal with an actor, for example, Ana Lucia. You know, we made a deal with Michelle Rodriguez for 1 year, which really affected her storyline. Here's a case where, you know, we cast Nestor to play Richard Alpert. He appeared in the first episode. You know, we really loved him, wanted him to be sort of Ben's second in command, started ramping up his storyline, obviously. dropping several hints in Ben's flashback episode, a man behind the curtain, about right. how long Alpert had been on the island, and that Alpert, in fact, was not one of the members of the Dharma Initiative, but predated them and is sort of an original other, as it were. But around that time that we were in production on that episode, Nestor went off to shoot the pilot for Kane. And Carlton and I were like, well, you know, it's a pilot. You never know what's going to happen.
But then
you know,
they cast Jimmy Smits in it. And yeah. we're like, oh wait a that's minute. Not good. That's
I've heard
not good
of him.
At all.
But at least they're not doing any promo for it.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah, I really haven't seen anything.
No, oh, they
really?
Actually
we've been seeing. Maybe they're it's like, just because we're in L.A., but, you know, they're literally Kane posters everywhere.
Yeah.
But, oh, really?
But basically, you know, this is what happens. You know, real life intervenes when you're doing television. And, you know, the same thing happened a little bit with Harold Perrineau. I mean, it was always our intention to bring him back, but we couldn't bring him back until we could kind of work out a schedule. And he went off to do the sequel to 28 Days. 28 Days later, he was also in a pilot. His, fortunately, right. did not get picked up. So, you know, what we do in this sort of circumstance, we've got Nestor sort of parked and you know, we hope to get back to his character, but it's going to really depend on whether that show goes someplace or not. And you know, in the meantime, you know, we have some other story plans, but we've parked him until that situation gets resolved.
You know, and the reality is, you know, we have a little bit of leeway on Kane, which is that it's produced by ABC Television Studios, even though it's on CBS. And hopefully, maybe that if we're going to use Richard, you know, hopefully that will give us an opportunity to, you know, to
get him out for an episode or
to
something.
Get him for an episode or two. But obviously, right. our plan for Alpert is a little more extensive than that. But as Carlton yeah. said, we just had to park it for now.
Well, I applaud your maneuvering so far.
we will continue to maneuver to the best of our ability. Who do you watch the show with out there in Missouri? Do you watch it with friends or family or?
I actually have a lost party every Wednesday at my house.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like we picked the right person to call then.
Right.
Well Caleb, right. thanks for talking to us today, and thanks for watching
thank
the
so
show.
Much.
We really appreciate your patience yeah. and your fandom, and we really hope you you like season 4 and like hearing yourself on the podcast, which should be available within the next week or so.
Cool. I'm excited for February.
Us
I can't
too.
Wait.
All right man.
Take care.
See you Saturdays
right.
at 4.
Bye. Hey, Ryan, this is Carlton and Damon. Welcome to the official Lost podcast. We read your questions. We thought they were great, and we wanted to ask you to ask us those questions live for our podcast.
We are doing a stealth surprise podcast to commemorate the third-year anniversary of the crash of Oceanic 815. And you had asked us sort of three fascinating questions that we felt you know, we're legitimate and deserve to be answered in person or at least over the phone.
Or we could be evasive about them quite effectively.
Yes. So so why don't you fire off question number one?
Question number one was, is Nikki and Paolo, is that story really dead? Or is there more to that we didn't see?
They are buried alive, Ryan. They are dead. You know, it was one of those cases where I think, you know, it's like you go to the store and you buy three things for dinner when you're really hungry, and then you get home and you eat one, and you go, geez, what about the other two? I mean,
other two things were Nikki and Paolo, respectively.
Pretty much sums it up. You know, we had sort of bigger plans for what we're going to do with them, but then, you know, we got into the season last year, and we just really found that we were neglecting our regular characters, and we heard a lot about how we were neglecting our regular characters, and then we were like, we just don't think we can be taking time away from Claire and Hurley and Sawyer and Jin and Sun to be doing Nikki
right.
and Paolo stories. So we took their entire sort of arc and we kind of compressed it into that one episode. Now, I'd like to ask you, Ryan, were you a fan? You know, people sort of break down kind of like some people love that episode, other people really didn't like it, and just kind of want to know where you weigh in on that one.
The one where they bought the farm expose.
I liked it. I liked the story as you were getting into it in season 2. It was just like new people that were there on the island, but we didn't hear anybody. Sort of like an extra coming to the forefront,
right?
And I was glad to see they have their own episode, and then it just kind of shocked me. They died in their one and only episode that they were featured. It was just like I didn't quite understand it, you know.
Well, one of the things that we found happening was, you know, aside from what Carlton said, you know, this kind of started with exactly what you just said, which is people were very curious about who the other the castaways that we never heard from, the ones who are out there with Bernard, you know, making the SOS sign. So we basically came up with this idea for Nikki and Paolo and sort of had a cool arc for them. But the moment that we introduced them, you know, the fan community and audience at large basically cried foul. So we began to come up with, you know, an alternate plan to basically cram all the story we'd come up with them and deal with it and resolve it in a faster and more timely manner.
And by alternate plan, he means backpedaling.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, we're not too proud of ourselves to know when, you know, when something that we tried didn't work exactly.
But we love the episode. We actually thought it ended up really – we were very proud of it, and we thought it was a cool episode with a neat twist. And as sort of a standalone, it was a fun story exercise for us to actually pull that one off.
And the worst thing we could have done was nothing, which is they just melt back into the chorus. At least we basically put them front and center and told their tale.
So anyway, Ryan, you have a couple more questions here, but first I want to ask, what do you do for a living, Ryan?
I'm an office manager for a hurricane shutter company.
Oh wow,
cool!
Yeah. I assume that's a pretty good business in West Palm Beach.
So you get like, you get like psyched when you see those Category 4 storms coming.
it's not coming directly our way. We like good scares, you know.
It's an opportunity though for good sales.
Oh yeah.
Excellent.
I think we definitely need some hurricane storm shutters on the Lost Office windows.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Now, question number two, I'll give you a hint if you don't remember. It had to do with a certain character being pregnant.
Yep.
And it wasn't Vincent.
Yeah, I was curious. Are we going to find out relatively early, hopefully in season 4, that is Kate going to be pregnant with Sawyer's baby?
You will, you know, you definitely will find out if she's pregnant with Sawyer's baby in sort of the first run of episodes. We don't want to be specific, but I'd say probably, you know, if we premiere in the first week of February, as we're expecting, you would probably have the answer to that question by, you know, the Ides of March.
That's pretty specific, damn it.
Well, it's not that. I mean,
you know, yeah. So, like, we won't be specific, but in episode 4, you'll know.
No, but you could get it in the first episode.
I'm not saying it's episode 4.
I'm just casting a much wider net.
Or 2.
If Carlton were to say it was episode 4, I would not disagree.
But I'm not going to confirm that it's episode 4. Okay, third question, Ryan. You remember that. By the way,
you must remember this one.
I think it's the one with Mikhail.
That's right. Yes.
We can find if he's still alive or what's his deal.
The idea of a grenade going off at close range, one would think he's finally dead. I don't like your tone, Ryan.
Yeah, what are you implying?
Well, yeah, you have him. Everybody believe that he died with an arrow in his heart or the sonic fence, and he keeps popping up, and it's just odd. That's all.
Have you ever known any Russians, Ryan? Do you know how tough Russians are?
They build those guys to last.
I have not. We don't have too many Russians here in West Palm.
What's shocking is you don't even know how he lost his eye. If you had heard that story, you'd really think we were bogus.
I mean, the man. Now, Mikhail's dead. He is. But, of course, you know, in Lost, being dead does not mean you don't work on the show. I mean, look at Christian Shepherd. That dude's done 10 episodes, and he's been dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So, you know, we might be seeing some more of Mikhail in the past, but, you know, as we've long prided ourselves on, when you die on the island, you're dead for good.
Until the zombie season,
which unfortunately we're never going to do now because the show has to end at the end of the sixth year.
Oh, like, so you're disappointed.
You'll just have to imagine the zombie season, Nikki and Paolo and Mikhail all frolicking. So were you pleased with the end of the season to see that Jack and Kate were certainly on the outs with each other?
I was. I mean, I've been a big Juliet fan when she started on the on season 3, and I kind of like her getting together with Jack, even though she's kind of still mysterious, you know.
Yeah, no, we're big Juliet fans ourselves.
Who do you watch the show with, Ryan?
Pretty much just by myself, because I was in it from very early on, and my wife just never got into it. And it's kind of hard to jump in the middle, you know what I mean?
That's for sure. Is she like, why are you still watching that show?
You better be careful. Look, Damon wants to call her and give him a piece of his mind, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so one last question for you. Who do you think is in the coffin?
I think it's I don't know. I think it might be Locke, just because of that tiff they had at the end of season 3.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Although the guy just won an Emmy, so I don't know.
It's actually Frogert, who is the new sock we're introducing this year. And wait, till, if you like Nikki and Paolo, wait till you get a load of his story.
Well, Ryan, we'll let you get back to work there. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
And thanks for watching the show. We really appreciate it.
All right, man.
Nope.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Well, what did you think about calling viewers live, Damon? Did you think that was good?
I thought it was awesome to sort of reach out, and everybody seemed really excited. And, you know, we're still 5 months away from the premiere of the show, so
we're hoping to do this on video at some point. But Chris is working on the technology for that, and we hope that'll be happening as we begin doing our weekly podcast and season 4 gets ready to start.
And you'll be able to wear your new hat.
Exactly. And play the banjo live.
Very exciting. I can't wait to see that. I really
You'll have
really
to wear your pants,
can't.
Though.
I think we need to – what we're going to do, we are now vowing to you in this – we're going to come up with some new – good new inside jokes.
Yeah,
for
those other ones are done.
I feel –
That's it. That's it. The last you're going to hear of them is on this
feel that podcast. I feel the banjo and the pants wearing has gone the way of the tail section. It is time to move on.
Okay.
And come up with some good new gags. People might not like them.
But they'll be new.
But at least they'll be new.
Like new Coke.
Yeah, exactly. I like new Coke.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thanks, Damon. I'll see you soon.
I guess I'll be talking to you in about 5 months or four minutes. whichever way you want to look.
Anyway, thanks for hanging in there during this down period, and we will be back to you guys shortly.
Happy anniversary, Oceanic 815.